So I've recently been suggested this book by a friend of mine, very unique person. And the book is called The Power of Now. Now, some random thoughts about this book and why I feel it's so powerful. I'm already halfway past the book, but it's not a book you could speed read. It's not like a Harry Potter type of book. It's a book you literally need to digest and internalize and integrate every single line, because every sentence there is literally speaking to another type of layer of yourself, or it's another, so to speak, piece of the puzzle of the different layers of self. Now, that's a little tricky that I say self, because the book is actually getting into what is the true self. Now, The Power of Now is, it's special because he's taking apart, he's deconstructing the person. Now, what I mean the person is, obviously, there's different layers of the expression of self or self. Now, the first chapter is titled, You Are Not Your Mind. Now, I know it's like very difficult to come to terms with this reality, but even today, like, you hear the word mindset, it gets thrown around so much, everything's about mindset, 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 that we come to terms with the mind being one of the most powerful tools within the self, but it actually takes a lot of exercise, a lot of internal exercise, a lot of inner work to divest yourself from the reality that your mind is not you. You are not your mind. What do I mean by that? Obviously, the whole book takes this apart further, but the reason why this is, one of the reasons why this is so fundamental to living a much deeper life, is because we have to come to accept, again, which is a very big theme in the book, acceptance and surrendering and embracing, that just being your aware, alert self is the most powerful focus of yourself being present in the moment, which is the power of now. Now, what this means is that you just, let's say, on a sunny day, taking in the different details of your surroundings, of your environment, the temperature, your breath, your response to whatever's going on, not even your emotional response or your cognitive response, just being present, just taking in where you are and just breathing. Why is this so powerful? Because all we have is now. And the author actually goes into that, you know, we don't have, the past is just a memory. And what's a memory is a piece of information stored in our brain. And then the future we don't have yet. So we don't have the future and we don't have the past. So what do we really have? All we have is this moment in front of us. Now, if we live through the mind can play a lot of tricks on us. The mind is a powerful tool. But then again, it's powerful if we use it correctly. If we don't use it correctly, it could be a tool that's very dangerous, extremely dangerous. Now, the author breaks down in the book how the mind could play so many tricks on us, whether it's because we love to label things and we love to look around and be like, oh, this is this, 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 and this, and this, or we love being overly analytical or overthinking. Living through the mind is an issue because not only does it not take us away from the present moment, but it actually gets us into this very limited tunnel vision type of focus, which takes away from the presence of our deeper being. Our deeper being, our deepest being, which is actually, it's deep, it's as deep as you explore it. Let's put it that way. It's just being alert, being aware of your situation, just being in the moment. That access, allowing yourself, living from this deeper awareness, just the basic awareness, which is the deepest awareness, is the greatest gift of life. Why? Because the greatest joy of life, the greatest, deepest pleasure in life, is life itself. So why would you give up something that's infinite, which is life itself, which obviously the author breaks down how the way we are conscious, the way we are alert, is actually infinite. It's forever. The mind is limited. The mind is a tool. It's a construct. The mind is a composite. The mind is a creation, or the mind is a byproduct of time and space. So only because you live in a world that has rules of time and space, do you need the mind? But if you just want to live your free self, you don't need the mind. And you should not live through the mind. You should not use the mind unless you need it. If you use the mind more than you need it, then it's you're not using it. It's using you already. The mind could hold your awareness hostage. The mind should never hold your awareness hostage. Your heart should never hold your awareness hostage. Nothing should hold your awareness hostage. Your awareness should command your mind. Your awareness should command your heart. Your awareness should command your body. Your awareness is your deepest consciousness. That's your being. That's just being present, like breathing, just being aware of your surroundings. That's your deepest self, just totally aware. Like, yeah, you could look at stuff and classify stuff, but then again, already you're getting into the labeling game, and labeling things is already putting words and descriptions. That's already defining a limited world. You're living in a limited world, but you're not limited. Your tools to process a limited world are limited, but your presence is infinite. Your presence exists on more than one universe. Your presence has always been here. Your consciousness, your awareness has been here before this life in the body, and it's going to be here after this life in a body, outside of a body. I mean, second chapter is titled already also Consciousness, the Way Out of Pain. Now, what I like about his definition of pain is the most basic definition of pain is resistance. You're resisting what is. And I'm not saying it's a bad definition, or I'm not saying that pain is bad. It's just pain is resistance. Pain is you disagree with something, whether it's in the past or the present or the future. Now, when you're living conscious from your conscious self, from your deeper self, you accept something that you cannot change. You accept it the way it is. It is what it is. You're not going to resist it. Once you resist it, then that is the greatest pain. Aside from all the little pains that come after resisting something is the greatest form of pain. Now, consciousness is our way out of pain. Now, obviously, he gets into other types of pain, which is the past and the future. If they're not meeting up to the now, then that's pain, meaning there's a gap. If you're running away from this moment, from this now moment into the future, or you're running away from this moment into pain of the past, then that itself is pain, because you're getting away from presence. You're creating a gap. So getting out of the now, that itself is painful. Aside from the other pain that we're piling on top of that, which is going into the past or going into the future or setting a theoretical imaginative expectation, whatever the case is, anything the mind creates for you is pain, because it's painful until you get to that creation that the mind is creating. And that's an expectation. That's painful itself because there's a gap. But all in all, the third chapter, he's already getting into, you know, moving deeply into the now. I love the book because the beginning, the first chapter is the most powerful. And then obviously the rest of the book, he's breaking things down. He's giving some exercises how, you know, you should feel more present by just paying attention to your body, your breathing. All that stuff is just simply the deepest form of living. Obviously, there's layers and there's levels to that, and it's deeper, you can go deeper, but when you're just living in the most present now, and the mind is not overtaking the way you process reality, because you're not processing reality, you're not processing with your mind or with your heart, you're just fully present, you're just fully focused on how alert you are, and you're just fully aware, then you're always connected to this deeper self, which is, it's selfless by nature. It's the most energetic because it's infinite. And that's a part of the creator. That's an extension. We are extensions of the creator. The creator lives through us. Now, once we learn to exercise to live like this from this deeper self, then the mind is not going to play tricks on us anymore. Or by our standard self, we're living more through... we're living ourselves. We're not living through a tool. That's not us. We're not identifying us as a tool. You know, the mind is a tool. The heart is a tool. The heart, mind, and heart are tools to process whatever we focus on. The mind is a reaction. The heart is a reaction to the mind, and the mind is a limited form, is a very focused form, is of whatever we choose to focus on. The mind is a tiny drop of consciousness, but when you look at this simple statement that the deepest happiness, the deepest joy in life is the joy of existing, and you get that from just being aware and being alert, then why would you try to run away to a smaller type of pleasure, anything else that might seem emotional or cognitive or external? Everything else pales in comparison to the deepest joy of life, which is just the joy of living. And I think it's very powerful. Obviously, it's not saying that, you know, don't create happiness outside of you, or don't be in, you know, positive situations. Anything you could change for the better, you have the obligation, you have the responsibility, you have the privilege to do. But if you can't change something, don't resist it. Just take it as it is and accept it the way it is, because otherwise you are creating pain by not accepting something the way it comes at you or the way it unfolds. But right now, these are just some random thoughts that I have. How awareness is our deepest self. Everything else outside of that, everything else after awareness, are just tools to process our awareness. And it's not us. The mind is not who we are. The heart is not who we are. The heart just processes the reaction of the mind. And the mind is a reaction to our awareness. But living from our deeper sense of awareness, we're just fully alert of everything that goes around us. And we're just living so internally. We're living so in everything that we do, everything where we are. We're so in it, but we're also beyond. Because, again, this is something that gets on into the book, but we're in something, but we're far beyond it. We're in it because we're coming with the deepest self, and we're beyond it because that deepest self comes from a place that's infinite, which is the infinite creator. It's a powerful book. I highly advise it. These are just a few notes that I'm throwing out there, random thoughts. It's a very, very powerful book. Most people I know, they're living through the mind. They're always, the mind is exhausting them because they're always thinking. They're always thinking. You shouldn't think unless you need to think. Otherwise, you should just be present. You should just be fully alert. And I think to myself now, after starting reading this book, that people overthink. That's why they get so tired to actually feel and to actually do things, because their minds always think, the mind's always racing. The mind's only meant to be used when we're studying something or when we need to focus on for any specific thing. Otherwise, we should just be fully present and fully always just living from this deeper happiness for life, this deeper joy for life, which is consciousness, which is alertness, which is being connected to the source of all existence, which is the creator of all life, which he himself is infinite. These are just some notes. And God willing, we'll continue some more with some other random notes and thoughts about the power of now.